Okay, I'm Stephen from Texas.
Okay, Stephen from Texas. And as you walked in, they said, I've got a great story about being in a suit. Now, I know nothing more about this, but it sounds good already.
Well, at my high school where I went, I was one of the mascots for our local football team. It's where we get into...
Mascot.
We're the Bulldogs. There was me and another girl. We had two suits, and we get into these huge, furry Bulldog suits and dance around in front of the crowd.
Were they natural colors, or were you like blue Bulldogs?
No, well, there was gray and brown. One of the terms of being a mascot is that you had to go to mascot camp.
No!
Yeah, you had to go to mascot camp, and I went, like, the week before I came here. And it was in Austin, and 96-degree weather, and our sponsor told us to take our suits.
We'll go into this a little bit further. Who else is, I know the obvious answer is, but who else is at mascot camp?
It's actually a cheerleading camp where the girls that are in the short skirts and yelling cheerleaders go to that camp. It's really called the cheerleading camp. Uh-huh. And the mascots are forced to go with the cheerleaders and be humiliated.
There's a lot of humiliation involved in
it. I can imagine a lot of people want to be mascots. The mascots go one way and the cheerleaders go the other way.
Yeah, right, sure, And you went there as a bulldog.
Well, actually, I went in my shorts and t-shirt thinking that I would go just be jumping around being silly. That's all we had to do. Our sponsor told us to take our suits. I thought we were just showing them to the other schools. But we got there, and then we found out we had to actually walk around in our suits.
All the time.
We could not leave the dormitory that we were sleeping in, and thus we had our suits on.
So when you leave your dormitory, inside your suit, right? And where is the actual vision visor?
Mine was in the mouth.
In the mouth itself.
Yes.
Because they fool everyone there. The thing that stares out, never mind, our outlandish mascot, the first thing you look for is always, there it is, a little vision visor. So yours is in the mouth.
Right.
So you leave your dormitory, and what kind of things are you looking at as you look out from your dormitory?
Well, we had certain activities that were planned for us each day, and
as you leave in the morning, what other characters can you see swimming around?
Oh, there was pirates, an alligator, I bumped into a parrot.
And you're all in these huge
suits. All in these huge suits.
Okay.
And we can't fit through doors. We have to take our time through the doors.
Uh-huh.
And the activities they planned for us were, like, absolutely ridiculous. We had, Amanda, the other girl that was our mascot from our school, we would never put our heads on. Because we refused, because it was 96-degree weather, and it was too hot to be wearing a head.
You don't look ridiculous, so there you are, in the bulldog suit without the head.
Right, exactly.
That's cool. Now, you've retained some dignity there, all right? Yeah, okay.
And we had a lady, mascot, like, I don't know, headquarter lady, and her name was Margaret. We called her Agatha.
Agatha, okay.
Because she, every time we'd walk out with our heads on, she would say, a good mascot always wears his head.
I think I've heard that.
We just stop and, like, look at her really funny and just keep walking without our heads on. But one of our activities was we were stuck on a highway. We had to wave to people as they were driving by.
Cool. I know someone, John from Camden, does this anyway. A friend of mine does this just to see how many people will wave back. And on the basis of that, that's how it goes today. But anyway, so you're in your bulldog. Did you actually go and do it?
Yeah. There was 50...
How many people gave you the finger? Seriously, how many people gave you the finger?
Actually, some of us, like, actually got in the highway to block cars and, like, wave and... But I think there's I got two, I think. I only got one of the least fingers because I wasn't very into it. But
are people really into this stuff?
Oh, yes. One lady that saw us, she waved so hard and she was so excited, she actually hit the man in front of her in the car.
What was she dressed as?
No, she was driving.
I'm sorry, I've got you.
The man in front of us in his car, and our sponsor just screamed, run.
Yeah.
So we ran back to the dormitory in our parrot suits and our bulldog suits, and they just didn't want us to be a witness to the accident.
Wow. And how long did you spend at a mascot college?
A week.
A week, yeah. And has it soured you to the whole kind of mascot genre?
Exactly. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, yeah. Your bulldog suit, when it detaches at the collar, does it?
Yes, there's a big spike collar.
This doesn't sound so
good. I can listen to this man all day. I like his Texan accent.
You've done something like this.
No, I wore a billboard. It was not quite the same thing.